don't find accountability again, they go and look for it elsewhere. Longevity of ministries. If there is proper administration, it makes the ministry to last longer. Where I come from, a lot of ministries are dead. Not because the pastor does not preach well, not because people don't give there, but because of poor administration. And when people see that, they begin to report to authorities. Before you know it, authorities come, they check their books, and that is the end of the ministry. At least in London, I lived there for 5 years. I know great ministries who brought in lots of money in pound sterling. The day their internal revenue got into that church, that was the end of the church. We have one of our pastors who can verify here. Benefit again is that you have money for financing. It's only in Nigeria here where you can build for free. In America, sometimes you have to go and take church loans. I don't know whether that's common in Nigeria, but some churches have the capacity to retrieve church loans. They don't care how many sermons the pastor preach. All they want to see is the documentation from that parish. If the church has the capacity to pay back, not speaking in tongues, not binding and losing, the general manager or the MD of that bank wants to have a proof that that church has administration or the capacity to pay. So you must be able to come together and be able to do this. And of course, if there is proper relationship, that pastor will not burn out. That administrator will not burn out. And the next slide, brethren, may not be relative to you. There was this conference that I said I spoke on, and I said to myself, how do I explain to pastors why administration is necessary and how it helps the church? I brought up the word preach, P-R-E-A-C-H, preach, and every pastor here or everyone here we understand. And the Holy Spirit gave me this, synonymous to where we come from. Every redeemed church in North America and in most Western world, you must have what we call an approved electronic system. We have 1,000 churches over there. Here in Nigeria is much more. But if you need any information about any church right now from me, even in Nigeria here, all I need to do is to go on what we call RPAD, Redeemed PAD. This was an approved system we created ourselves to manage all the churches. So we will bring out the age of the pastor. We will bring out when he joined the Redeemed. We will bring out his ordination. We will bring out when he got saved. We will bring out the life history of such a pastor under one click. And it is called RPAD, Redeemed PAD. So even in our local churches and global, we must have a system that helps us to manage pastors, to manage the workers, to manage even the global church. And one of the benefits of our system is that we can take payments from such. So people don't even send us checks. They just go on the system and they put in their remittance. They can report on the system. That's R. They can educate themselves on that system. Every of our manual is on this system. Our bylaws, the relationship. I was speaking to Pastor Adebore now, that we need more materials here to develop our system, so that everything that you need as a pastor or as a mission, you find everything there. So right now we already have that. You can go there and assess yourself how you are doing against other churches. You can communicate to us, that C, to the headquarters. And of course, if you need help on that platform, you can also get it. Preach, payment, R for reporting, E for education, A for assessment, C for communicate, and H to receive help. It may not be our part here. It may not be at your local churches or at the province level, at the region, but you can create a system that helps you to manage. And if it's on the global world, we can speak to our director. There's a way we can integrate all this system globally, and God will help us even to do that. This is like an instrument of what we use over there, and as I've said, we can develop ours, but this has helped us to move the mission in such a way that we have been able to shrink our world in North America that have more than 1,000 parishes in about 50 states altogether from the click of our system. We can appreciate the Lord for that. I've been here for about 5 days, and we are currently going through a process that is so tenacious, and I've not had any sleepless night at all because I have my system here and I kept on walking right through it. So for as many people who don't want to go into global and digital world, take a rethink from today, and I know God will help you. If you look on the screen as I'm flicking through, it just shows the kind of things that you can develop on a global world. Pastor's profile, we can ask people to make payments. Today we have payment points. We can also do it online, and there's nothing that is impossible. People can use their check card and cash cards. I can see that. I was in a church yesterday. Apparently the speaker of today, Pastor Shola Adewale, that spoke. I preached in their church yesterday, and I remember during offering time, they had 5 options to use my phone to give. So the digital world is here. Say to your neighbor, the digital world is here. And finally, brethren, because I was given 15 minutes to speak. The church of the 21st century must pay attention to the world system. The world system wants to pull the church down, and they have discovered that they may not be able to fault our preaching. They may not be able to fault our praying or our praises, but they can fault the way we do administration. And if they fault the way we do administration, it will make our preaching, our praises, and our worship of no effect. So it is the honest responsibility and the true responsibility of every administrator under the sound of my voice to ensure that the redeemed Christian Church of God is not faced with any public shame of lack or improper administration. And I pray today, heavens will give you that grace to do so in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray just 1 or 2 prayers. As an administrator here, you may be worn out, or you may be burnt out, or you may just be wondering, how do I bring all this to play, technological wise? I want you to just lift up your hands and say, Holy Spirit, grant me the wisdom. Grant me the wisdom to speak to the director. Thy divine ideas should come. Great ideas from heaven should come. Let's pray. Some people in Silicon Valley in America, all they do is just to ask for inspiration, and inspiration turns into millions of dollars. Somebody here under the sound of my voice may be responsible in creating a system that will harness all our churches in 198 nations together, and the wisdom can be given to someone. Father, do this for us, O Lord, and let your name be praised forever. In Jesus' name we pray. I hope with these few words of mine, I've been able to communicate a little bit. Thank you so much for your time, and God bless you.